Hi, good morning everybody.
Tere hommikust kõigile.
It's so good to be with you.
On nii hea teiega siin olla.
This is my wife Sharon.
See on minu abikaasa Sharon.
She is the more attractive part of the two.
Meist see ilusam osa.
Good morning church.
Tere hommikust kogudus.
It's lovely to be with you.
Nii hea on teie keskel täna olla.
And I just wanted to say first of all to the team that are coming to England.
Ma tahaks Inglismaa missionary grupil öelda ühte asja.
We welcome you in the name of the Lord.
Tere tulemast issanda nimel.
England needs you.
Inglismaa vajab teid.
Our country is not doing well.
Meie riiki ei ole heas seisus.
Our young people are not doing well.
Noored inimesed ei ole heas seisus.
Their God is social media.
Nad on imbunud sotsiaalmeediasse.
And it is destroying them.
Ja see hävitab nad.
Because it doesn't give them the truth.
See ei anna neile tõde.
But when you come with the truth on your lips,
kui tulete tõde
I believe God will give you life words.
Ma usun, et Jumal annab teile elu sõnu.
For people who are locked up,
nende inimestele, kes
who
on
are deceived,
kes on eksitatud,
and who are pretty hopeless.
Kes on päris lootusetus olukorras.
I think in every nation,
igas rahvuses
there are struggles.
On probleeme.
And sometimes hearing the answers from somebody from your own nation, you don't want to listen.
Ja võib-olla oma rahva prohvetit ei taha kuulda.
But somehow when somebody comes from a different culture,
aga kui keegi teisest kultuurist tuleb,
they can speak truth.
Nad võivad tõde rääkida.
But you have the ears to hear it in a different way.
Sa pead aga kuulama kõrvadega.
So God bless you as you come.
Issand õnnistagu seda missioni gruppi.
We do receive you in the name of the Lord.
Me võtame teid issanda Jeesuse nimel vastu.
Amen.
Amen.
As we were preparing to come,
täna kui me valmistasime tulekut,
I decided to Google Tallinn.
Ma googeldasin Tallinnat.
I have never been to Estonia.
Ma ei ole kunagi Eestis käinud.
I know nothing about Tallinn.
Ma ei tea Tallinnast midagi.
And so I started to do some research.
Ma tegin natukene uurimistööd.
The thing that impacted me most,
see, mis mind enim kõnetas,
was something that is called the revival anthem.
See oli ärkamise hümn Tallinna jaoks.
First of all, I was struck by a beautiful photograph of a ship that seemed to be on fire.
Esiteks mind haaras see ilus pilt ühest laevast, mis on leekides.
But it wasn't consumed.
Aga see need leegid ei hävitanud seda laeva ära.
And it was such a powerful image.
See oli nii võimas pilt.
And underneath were the words of a song.
Ja seda läbistas üks
you
laul.
Can Google it yourself, God's fire ship.
Sa võid googelda seda Jumala tuule
anthem
laev.
Anthem for Tallinn.
Siis hümn Tallinnale.
It talks about the revival of the past.
See räägib ühest ärkamisest minevikus.
And it says, I won't read you the whole thing because it's long.
See on pikk, ma ei loe kõike ette.
But it says that that fire has kind of died out.
Ta räägib sellest tulest, mis on just kui kustunud.
And it's reminding you that when people prayed.
See tuletab meelde, et kui inimesed palusid.
When God's people were in unity.
Kui Jumala rahvas oli üks meeles.
God came and did amazing
Jumal
things in this nation.
Ja tegi imelisi asju siin rahva seas.
And this song is encouraging you to do that again.
See laul julgustab sind seda samuti uuesti tegema.
And I just want to read a couple of verses prophetically over you this morning.
Ma tahaksin mõned salmid prohvetlikult sinu üle lugeda täna hommikul.
It says thousands were saved and miracles happened then.
Tuhanded said päästetud imed sündisid siis.
When churches prayed together in unity.
Kui kogudused üksmeeles palvetasid.
Now there is drought in your land and sin has become the norm.
Nüüd on kõrb siin maal ja patt on saanud tavaliseks.
But the power of fire can transform everything anew.
Aga tule vägi saab muuta kõike.
How long will you sleep?
Kui kaua sa veel magad?
This is your alarm call. This is your morning alarm call.
See on just kui sinu äratuskell.
Do you see the fire approaching?
Kas sa näed seda tuld lähenemas?
It's time to wake up to experience the Lord's power.
Aeg on üles ärgata ja koguda issanda väge. Kogeda.
Don't drink sin like water.
Ära rüüpa pattu nagu vett.
Prepare the way for the Lord.
Valmista issanda teed.
Let mountains fall and valleys be filled.
Las mäed kukkuda ja orud täituda.
Do you understand Estonia? Do you hear Tallinn?
Eesti, kas sa mõistad? Kas sa kuuled Tallinn?
Prepare yourself for the Lord is coming.
Valmista end, sest issand on tulekul.
Estonia, wake up now.
Eesti, ärka nüüd.
God's fire approaches.
Jumala tuli läheneb.
Eternity knocks at the door.
Igavik koputab uksel.
Open your heart.
Ava oma süda.
Set yourself free.
Päästä end vabaks.
Blessed be the word of the Lord.
See on Issanda sõna.
Amen.
Amen.
Hi. So, a little bit about what is happening around the world.
Natuke jagan, mis toimub ümber maailma.
Before I bring the word of God.
Enne kui ma Jumala sõna jagan.
I've been in three nations in the last few months.
Viimaste kuudel olen kolmes rahvuses käinud.
In Uganda.
Ugandas.
In India.
Indias.
And Argentina.
Ja Argentiinas.
And the same thing is happening in each place.
Ja igas kohas ma näen samu asju juhtumas.
Unusually, we have seen a visitation on children.
Ja eriti me oleme näinud ebatavaliselt on näinud laste puhul.
Children aged 4 years and up
lapsed,
receiving Jesus.
4 plus võtavad Jeesuse vastu.
Baptized with the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues
ja
at the age
keeltes,
of 4.
4 aastase vanuselt.
In England, we have health and safety rules which mean we can't even pray for young children.
Inglismaal on mingisugused siis turvareeglid, mille tõttu me isegi laste eest ei saa paluda.
So I was in India.
Ma olin Indias.
They call it the Araku Valley.
See oli üks org seal.
Area of southeastern India.
Siis lõuna ida
This place is where hardly anybody visits.
See on koht, mida eriti üldse ei külastata.
We're going up to tribal groups who are living in the mountains.
Ja seal olid hõimud, kes elasid mägedes.
They're living in forests and they have little contact with the outside world.
Nad elavad metsas ja nad ei puutu maailmaga kokku eriti.
I was the first white person they had seen.
Esimene valge inimene, keda nad näinud.
The children are often unwashed for 4-5 years.
Lapsed sellel paigas on pesemata tihti
4-5
aastat.
They're so filthy.
Nii määrdunud.
And yet they opened up their hearts.
Siiski, nad oma südames on nii avatud.
I went there 2 years ago.
Ma käisin seal 2 aastat tagasi.
And they got the whole village together.
Ja kogu küla tuli kokku.
This is the power of the gospel.
See räägib evangeeliumi väest.
I preached the gospel.
Ma kuulutasin evangeeliumi.
And the whole community of Bongija village surrendered to Jesus.
Kogu see küla andis oma elu Jeesusele.
From zero.
Null oli alguses.
And then I went back in January.
Siis ma läksin jaanuaris sinna tagasi.
And there are now 2 churches there.
Ja nüüd on seal 2 kogudust.
Because they cannot fit everybody in one building.
Sest nad ei mahu ühte kogudusse ära.
The buildings are not big enough.
Aga kogudused ei ole piisavalt suured.
So the 2 churches came together.
Nii 2 kogudust tulid kokku.
And almost everybody was baptized with the Holy Spirit and spoke in tongues.
Ja peaaegu kõik said püha vaimuga ristitud ja võõrad keeled hakkasid.
So I want to encourage you.
Ma tahan julgustada sind.
It said this gospel will be preached to the whole world
sõna
and then the end will come.
Et seda evangeelium kuulutakse üle maailma ja siis tuleb lõpp.
And part of my work is to go to places where nobody else goes.
Osa minu tööst on minna kohtadesse, kus keegi ei lähe.
So I was in northern Argentina.
Ma olin Põhja-Argentiinas.
Sharon and I were there together.
Ma olin Sharoniga koos.
We had an open door to go anywhere in the nation.
Seal rahvuses oli kõik uksed meile avatud.
Some of you may have heard of the great evangelist Carlos Anacondia.
Mõned teist on kuulnud suurest evangelistit Carlos Anacondia.
He prayed for me and opened the door to the nation.
Ta palvetas minu eest ja avas uksed selle rahvusesse.
We went to a tribal group near to Bolivia.
Me läksime Bolivia lähedasse ühe hõimugruppi juurde.
They're called the Toba people.
Et sellised inimesed olid seal.
Last year,
eelmine aasta,
the king's son
kuninga
had a dream.
Ta nägi nägemuse.
These are not believers.
Need on uskmatud inimesed, kes
Nobody has ever preached to them.
Keegi ei ole neile jutlustanud.
But the king's son had a dream.
Kuninga poeg nägi nägemuse.
That a white man would come from another nation.
Ta nägi niimoodi, et valge tuleb
võõrast riigist. And bring them good news.
Ja toob häid uudised.
They did some advertising in a place called Tartagal.
Ühes linnas tehti siis reklaami.
And then they saw my color of my skin.
Ja siis nad nägid minu naha värvi.
And the son went to the chief.
Ja siis see poeg läks siis pealik juurde.
And said, this is the time we all must go.
See on nüüd hetk, kuhu me kõik peame koos minema.
So the whole community came out in December.
Ja siis kogu kogukond tuli detsembris kokku.
And the king
ja kuningas
and all the elders of the city
ja kõik linna vanemad
saved.
Said päästetud.
The first one forward in the altar call
Esimene
was the king.
Ette. Oli kuningas.
And he said, we surrender to Jesus Christ.
Ütles, me alistume Jeesusele Kristusele.
We then prayed for them.
Me siis palvetasime nende eest.
It was about 250 of them.
See olis 250 inimest.
Were clearly saved.
Olid väga ilmselgelt päästetud.
And I began to pray for the young people.
Ja siis ma hakkasin noorte eest palvetama.
And the power of God dropped on them.
Jumala vägi langes nende üle.
And I've got a video of around 100 youngsters dropping down under the power.
Mul on üks video sellest, kuidas 100 noort
baptized with the Holy Spirit
saavad täidetud,
and the community has been changed.
Ja terve kogukond on muudetud.
You may remember some of you things that happened here in Tallinn in the
past. Mis Jumal tegi,
in the Welsh revival in the UK.
Walesi ärkamist.
It was such a change in the community habits.
See põhjustas kogukonna harjumuste muutust.
The young people of the Toba people had stopped drinking and taking drugs overnight.
Noored inimesed selles linnas lõpetasid joomise ja narko.
There's been a purity, a holiness
pühades ja puhtus,
that has descended on the people.
Mis on langenud enda inimeste
üle. My friends have just been back there last month.
Mu sõbrad käisid selles paigas just.
And they're saying the community is transformed.
Nad ütlesid, et kogukond on transformeeritud.
Didn't get saved with us in December are now saved.
Et kes siis saanud tolle hetkel päästetud
on nüüd. And the whole community is worshiping God from zero.
Kogukond ülistab Jumalat
nullist. I want to encourage you that God is doing something.
Ma julgustan, et Jumal teeb midagi.
Indias. Argentina.
Argentinas.
We went to, where else did I go? Uganda. We've just been to Uganda.
Just käisime Ugandas.
This is to the West Nile, near to Congo and Sudan.
See on siis Sudaani ja Kongo
Hardly
lähedal.
Anybody goes there.
Peaaegu keegi ei lähe sinna paika.
Preach the gospel. We did a fire conference.
Me tegime tulekonverentsi, kuldsime evangeeliumi.
You see, there's Holy Ghost fire.
Ja on olemas püha vaimu tuli.
And there's real fire.
Ja siis on olemas päris tuli.
I preached the gospel over the weekend.
Ma kuulutasin evangeeliumi üle nädala
vahetusel. The power of God fell on the people.
Jumala vägi langes inimeste peale.
On Sunday night, just 3 weeks ago.
Pühapäev, kolm nädalat tagasi pühapäev.
There was an open heaven over the community.
Taevas oli kogukonna kohal avatud.
I began to speak against witchcraft.
Siis ma hakkasin
against all the demonic things happening in that city.
Vastu rääkima.
10 o'clock at night.
Ja õhtul kell 10.
We have it on video.
Ja me oleme
I began to address the spirit realm that was holding this community in bondage.
Sest et kogu see kogukond oli vaenlase sidumise all.
The pastor phoned me the following morning.
Ja järgmisel hommikul pastor helistas mulle.
Said Bruce.
Ütles Bruce.
He said the fear of God is on me.
Jumala kartus on üle minu.
I said what happened.
Ma küsin, mis juhtus?
He said at 10 o'clock last night.
Eile õhtul kell 10.
Fire came into the accommodation and business of the principal witch doctor of the community.
Jumala tuli ja ligiolu tuli siis põhi siis selle nuidarsti tuppa.
I have a photograph.
Mul on pilt.
His building was raised to the ground. Unknown fire from heaven.
Mingi tundmatu tuli.
Destroyed everything.
Hävitas tema korteri.
Even the bricks a ground to powder.
Isegi need kivid oli pulberistunud.
The building either side are totally intact.
Et need küljed olid täiesti lahti rebitud.
I was in fear.
Ma olin ka kartuses.
I thought, Lord, have I killed somebody?
Issand, kas ma tapsin kellegi ära?
I checked, the man was not in residence. The fear of God.
Ja Jumala kartus.
The fear of God has come on the community.
Tuli selle kogukonna peale.
This is like in the book of Acts.
See on nagu apostlite tegud raamatus.
We have lost the fear of the Lord in our communities.
Oma kogukonnas Jumala kartus.
Even the unbelievers.
Isegi uskumatud.
Are saying.
Ütlevad.
We have to be careful.
Ma peame siin olema ettevaatlikud.
I got out of town quick.
Ma kiiresti lahkusin sellest linnast.
Because I know the Ugandan people well.
Ma tean,
and they would accuse me of witchcraft. But I'm telling you these things. Something is happening. We've been doing this for 40 years. But there is an unusual anointing now. Of power and fire.
Võidmine,
bringing salvation, miraculous healing, and breakthroughs in communities. I want to encourage anybody. If you have high blood pressure or you have diabetes, I want to pray for you this morning. We had a man I prayed for last Sunday, 3 weeks ago on Sunday night. He was in that fire night. He flew across the room. The power of God touched him.
Jumala vägi lennutas ta üle toa.
He just went.
Ta lihtsalt lendas.
Last the week before.
Ja üks nädal enne.
He was 10 days in hospital.
Ta oli 10 päeva haiglas.
He was in a coma for 2 days.
Ta oli koomas 2 päeva.
They took him from the hospital. They brought him to the meeting.
Nad tõid haiglast ta koosolekule.
On the Monday.
Ja esmaspäeval.
The man was digging his field in his plot.
Mees juba kaevas põldu oma.
Totally healed of diabetes. His blood count is normal.
Tema vererõhk on korras.
We have a written statement from the doctor saying this is a miracle. I cannot explain it. I have never seen this in my life before. This is the God we serve.
See on Jumal, keda me teenime.
And I bring these testimonies to encourage you.
Tunnistused, et sind julgustada.
Estonia.
Eesti.
We need a fresh wind of the Spirit in this place. So let me bring the word of God to you. Today I want to speak about crossing over.
Ma tahan rääkida ületamisest.
Crossing over. In the Old Testament, there are 3 places where the children of Israel or people crossed over. You know them.
Sa tead neid kohti.
My understanding now of the scripture.
Minu arusaamine pühakirjast.
Is it's not knowing the stories of the Bible.
Ei keere selle üle, et sa tead piibli lugusid.
But it's why are the stories in the Bible.
Aga miks need lood on
piiblis? We need the revelation.
Me vajame ilmutust.
Of the life of Joshua.
Joosua elust.
He's my hero.
Ta on minu kangelane Mooses.
That's why I called my son Joshua.
Sellepärast ma panin oma poja nimeks Joosua.
He may not be walking in it. But he's got a name.
Ta ei käi selles võidmises võibolla, aga tal on see nimi.
I love the story of Joshua. I'm going to come back to him in a moment.
Mulle meeldib see lugu Joosuast, aga ma tulen kohe selle juurde tagasi.
3 places where they crossed over.
Aga 3 kohta, kus Iisraeli rahvas läks üle.
You remember the children of Israel were in Egypt.
Kas te mäletate, Iisraeli rahvas oli Egiptuses?
And they had to get out of Egypt.
Ja nad pidid Egiptusest välja saama.
Moses led them.
Ja Mooses mees juhatas
neid. They came to the Red Sea.
Nad tulid punase mere äärde.
And they had to get out.
Ja siin nad pidid välja saama.
But when you look at crossing over in the Bible.
Kui sa vaatad ületamisi piiblis.
The same ingredients always come in each crossing over.
Sama sünnib igal ületamisel.
Remember Moses said get ready.
Kas mäletad, et Mooses ütles, et saage valmis.
And they sacrificed the Passover lamb.
Ja siis nad ohverdasid selle
They put the blood on the doorposts of their homes.
Ja nad panid siis selle vere nende ukse piitade
peale. Always in crossing over, there's blood.
Alati kui ületatakse, seal on
veri. You see, I believe that as we cross over, we must always go through the cross and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Kui me läheme teisele poole, me alati kasutama risti ja vereväge.
There was blood.
Seal oli veri.
Moses held up what? A staff.
Mooses hoidis oma keppi üleval.
It was the rod of God.
See oli Jumala.
And then the wind of the Spirit blew.
Ja siis tuli vaim.
And the waters parted.
Ja siis see vesi
and they crossed over on dry land.
Ja nad kõndisid sellest veest läbi.
I believe some of us are stuck in Egypt.
Mõned meist on Egiptuses kinni jäänud.
What were they doing in Egypt?
Mida nad seal Egiptuses tegid?
They were slaves.
Nad olid orjad.
They were stuck.
Nad olid kinni jäänud.
They could not break out.
Nad suunud lahti murda ise.
There was no hope.
Seal ei olnud lootust neil.
There was no future.
Neil ei olnud tulevikku.
But the blood came.
Aga veri tuli.
The staff was raised.
See sau tõsteti
kõrgele. And God made a way where there is no way.
Ja seal tuli tee kohta, kus
ei ole teed. Some of us are stuck in our past.
Mõned on oma minevikus kinni.
We're stuck in our habits.
Me oma arjumustes kinni.
We say, God could never work in my life.
Me ütleme asju nagu Jumal ei tee midagi minu elus.
It's like we're trapped in Egypt.
Me oleme nagu Egiptuses kinni.
Today I want to pray for a breaking free.
Ma tahan palvetada läbimurret.
Where there is no way.
Seal kus ei ole teed.
Where you've been stuck in the same job for years.
Kus sa oled sama töökoha peal aastaid olnud.
That God would make a way and say, come on. There is freedom.
On vabadus.
There is freedom.
On vabadus.
We no longer need to be stuck in the past as a slave.
Minevikus orjana kinni olema.
Those of you who are employees,
need
you become the employer.
Te peate
Come
saama
on.
Tööandjaks.
It's in my Bible. Prosperity and success.
See edu on minu piiblis.
So they came out of Egypt. That was number one.
Ja esimene oli see, et nad tuli Egiptusest välja.
Number two.
Teine lugu.
Joshua Joosua crossed over the River Jordan into the Promised Land.
Läks üle Jordani jõe tõotatud maale.
What did they do?
Mis nad tegid seal?
We're going to look at that in a moment.
Me vaatame kohe sellesse lugusse.
But what did Joshua say in chapter 3 verse 5?
Aga mida Joosua ütles 3:5?
Consecrate yourselves.
Pühitsege endid.
For tomorrow,
Sest homme,
the Lord will do amazing things
Issa
among you.
Teeb te hulgas suuri asju.
We're going to look at consecration.
Me vaatame seda pühitsust
consecration
asja.
Involved what?
Mida see tähendas, see pühitsamine?
Blood,
verd,
oil,
ja õli,
the cross,
rist,
and the spirit,
ja vaim.
And they crossed over on dry land.
Ja siis nad ületasid.
You see, it's possible
ennast.
That you've seen miracles.
See on võimalik, et sa oled imesid näinud.
You've had a good life.
Sul on olnud hea elu.
The wilderness was a great place.
Kõrb oli tore koht võibolla.
But they were not where they were destined to be.
Aga nad ei olnud seal, kuhu nad olid
you
kutsutud.
See, you think, well, we got manna every day.
See
we're kind of good, it's okay.
Meil oli söök ja manna, see on päris okei ju.
But that was not the plan.
Aga see ei olnud Jumala plaan.
They sinned and they got stuck there for 40 years and they all died.
Nad patustasid, olid kinni 40 aastat ja kõik suhtes.
Because they were disobedient.
Sest nad olid sõnakuulmatud.
Only Joshua and Caleb.
Joosua ja Kaleb.
Went into the promised land.
Nemad ainukesed läksid tõotud maale.
And I believe that God has a destiny for you here in Estonia.
Ja usun, et Jumal on sinule plaan siin Eestimaal.
You can enjoy some of the anointing.
Sa võibolla oled täna
nautumas
natukene võimist mannat hommikul.
You strike the rock and water comes and you say, this is a nice place.
Ja sa võid lüüa seda kaljut vesi tuleb mõte päris hea on siin täna olla.
The snakes came into the community.
Ja siis tulid ussid sinna kogukonda.
They put up a pole and they were all healed.
Ja siis tõstsid üles suure posti ja kõik said terveks. Wow!
My church is nice. I like
päris
äge
on kirikus
good.
Ja asjad toimivad.
But I tell you,
aga las ma ütlen sulle.
There's a better place.
On parem koht.
The promised land.
See on tõotatud maa.
And we don't like it so much because we have to milk cows and gather the honey.
Meile ei meeldi see koht, sest
there
me
is work
lüpsma
in the promised land.
Ja tööd tegema, aga seal on töö selles tõotatud maas.
But God has given it to you.
See, Jumal annab selle sulle.
And I believe there are places that God has given you.
Ja kohad, mis issand annab
Kindergartens,
sulle.
Kindergartens,
schools, koolid,
offices,
kontorid,
different places.
Erinevad kohad.
I believe God has given some of you promises and prophecies.
Jumal annab sulle tõotusi ja profeteeringuid.
And you're not walking in them.
Ja sa täna ei käi nendes.
Today,
aga täna,
there is a crossing
on
over.
On ületamise aeg.
Come on, there's a crossing over
täna
into the fullness.
Aeg. Täiusesse.
This means salvation.
See tähendab päästet.
This means miracle healings.
See tähendab imesid ja tervenemisid.
This means breakthrough deliverance.
Läbimurdeid ja vabanemisid.
We've been stuck for too long.
Liiga kauaks.
I'm praying for many people in London.
Paljud inimest eest.
Still stuck with the
Nad on ikka kinni.
Not in the physical.
Nad ei ole küll füüsilist kinni.
But in the heart.
Aga südames nad on kinni.
Stuck with things that have been there for too long.
Mis on olnud pikalt.
And I believe God wants to
Aga
put a step in your spirit.
Teha vabadus sinu vaimus.
And say, come on.
Tule
we're
going
to cross
Me
over.
Me läheme teisele poole.
So the third crossing over.
Ja kolmas üleminek.
Interesting was a double crossing.
See oli siuke kahekordne üleminek.
Elijah and Elisha.
Eelia ja Eliisa.
Remember they crossed over the River Jordan.
Kas mäletad, kuidas nad läksid üle Jordani?
Elijah hit the river.
Eelia ja Eliisa lõi
and
seda.
And they went over on dry land.
Lüge. Ja nad läksid kuivale maale.
Elijah was taken to heaven.
Eelia võeti taevasse.
Chariots of fire.
Ja siis tulid seal tuld täis
kaarikud. Elijah comes back.
Eliisa tuleb
Where
tagasi.
Where is the God of Elijah?
Kus on Eelia Jumal?
And the river opened up on dry land.
Ja siis tuli
the
tagasi
double
jugi.
Portion anointing.
Topelt võidmine.
It's for another visit.
See on järgmiseks korraks.
There is power in the double portion.
On vägi topeltvõidmises.
That God would see, you begin to see Acts 19:11 would become a reality.
Et sa näeksid apostlitegude 19:11 reaalsuses.
Miracles.
Erilised imed.
Not ordinary miracles.
Mitte tavalised,
extraordinary miracles.
Ebatavalised imed.
It's my privilege.
See on minu eesõigus.
To see extraordinary
miracles. Imesid.
Just before COVID,
enne kui korona tuli,
we were on the Crimea.
Me olime siis Krimmis.
I was one of the last people
ma olin üks viimaseid,
to preach the gospel in Skadovsk.
Ühes linnas siis kuulutada evangeeliumi.
Hallelujah Church.
Hallelujah,
the pastor
kogus.
There.
Pastor oli seal.
Vladimir, wonderful husband and wife team.
Gift meeskond oli mees ja naine seal.
They hired the
Nad rentisid siis ühe
Palace of Culture.
Kultuuripalee seal.
And they put up my name and sign saying healing miracles.
Nime sinna ja tervenemised ja imed.
But I had no idea.
Ja mul pole mingit ideed.
What we would experience.
Mis on nende kogemus?
Around 1,000 people came from the community.
Kogukonnast tuli ligi 1,000 inimest kohale.
The power of God dropped.
Jumala vägi langes selles paigas.
Young people.
Noored
bodies
inimesed.
Were all over the place.
Inimesed kukkusid igal pool pikali.
Sovereign visitation.
Jumala suveräänne külastus oli selles
While
paigas.
While I was preaching.
Siis kui ma kõnelesin.
This woman just came running up.
Üks naine jooksis selle platformi juurde.
Grabbed a microphone.
Haaras mikri.
I didn't understand what she was saying.
Ma ei saanud aru, mis ta räägib.
She was going, hallelujah, hallelujah, and I'm thinking, whoa.
Ma mõtlesin sel hetkel.
And I thought, this woman is either mad or something
kas see naine
has happened.
Hull või midagi erilist on juhtunud.
I spoke to my interpreter.
Siis ma rääksin oma tõlgiga.
I said, what's happening?
Küsin, mis juhtus.
And she was crying and couldn't speak.
Ta nuttis, ta ei suutnud
she
rääkida.
She said, Bruce, I've never seen this before.
Ta ütles, Bruce, ma ei ole midagi sellist kunagi näinud.
So we had to wait till after the service.
Me pidime selle asjaga ootama teenistuse
Everybody
lõpuni.
Everybody was jumping and clapping and shouting.
Kõik hullult hüppasid ja plaksutasid ja hõiskasid.
And I was completely no idea. What was happening.
Ma ei teanud, mis toimub.
And then they said, okay, tell me the story.
Siis nad rääkisid selle loo.
This woman was brought from the hospital.
See naine toodi haiglast.
She was laid on a stretcher at the back.
No, ta oli kuskil lamamas.
Because she was lying down,
sest ta lamas, kuna ta lamas,
I didn't know she was there.
Ma ei teanud, et üldse seal on olemas.
In the service, she died.
Teenistus ajal ta suri.
She just died.
Ta oli suri teenistuse keskel.
And I'm feeling bad and thinking my preaching is not that bad.
Ma nüüd nii keeva jutlustaja ka ei ole, et inimesed surevad
seda. So the woman died, she had no pulse and not breathing.
Tema pulss kadus ära ja hingamine lakkas.
Her friend had brought her from hospital.
Tema sõber tõi ta haiglasse.
And the doctor said if you take her and she dies it's your fault.
Ja arst ütles, et kui sa tood ta koosolekule ja ta siin sureb, siis see on sinu süü.
So she had to sign some papers to say she would take responsibility for this woman.
Nii, siis see, kes tõi selle naise pidi allkirjad andma, et võtab täis vastutuse.
They took her in the ambulance to the Palace of Culture.
Nad tõid siis kultuurimaja selle naise. Ta suri.
While I was preaching on the power of the blood,
siis kui ma vereväest rääkisin,
they realized she was dead.
Kõik said aru, et see naine on
surnud. They were slapping her, trying to get her back.
Üritsed teda ellu saada, ei toimunud midagi.
No breath.
Ingamist ei olnud.
No pulse.
Pulss ei olnud.
The woman who brought her,
ja naine, kes ta sinna kohale tõi,
got angry.
Ta muutus pahaseks.
And said, you have no idea, she spoke to her, and said, you have no idea how much trouble I took to bring you here.
Ta rääkis selle surnuga, et sul pole õrna aimugi, kui suures pahanduses ma
You are not
sinu
dying on me
sai
now.
Sure siin nüüd.
Listen to the preacher.
Kuula
And
jutlustada.
She held her hand.
Ta hoidis ta kätt kinni.
The power of God went
Jumala
through her
hand. Läks läbi tema käe.
And the woman got
ja
up.
Naine tõusis püsti.
And ran and took the microphone and said,
mikri.
I was dead, but I am alive.
Ma olin surnud, aga ma elan.
And she was one of the last women.
Ja see oli üks viimane.
Within one week.
Ühe nädala jooksul.
The Russian tanks came in.
Siis nädala jooksul tulid Vene tankid sisse.
And all the Christians ran.
Ja kõik kristlased jooksid.
Come on. This was a powerful
message. See oli võimas sõnum.
But I tell you.
Aga ma räägin sulle.
There are extraordinary miracles.
Seal on ebatavalised imed.
So let's go back to the word.
Lähme vaatame sõnasse.
My wife says I tell too many stories.
Mu abikaasa ütleb, ma räägin liiga palju lugusid.
So let's go back to the word.
Lähme vaatame siis Jumala sõnasse.
There was a transfer of anointing.
Siis oli ühe võidmise üle
as they crossed over.
Kui nad läksid üle.
If you go back to the scripture I said, Joshua 3 verse 5.
Kui sa lähed tagasi Joosua raamatusse.
Consecrate yourselves.
Kolmas
For tomorrow the Lord will do amazing things among you.
Pühitsege endid, sest homme teeb Jumal suuri asju teie keskel.
What was consecration?
Mis asi see pühitsemine on?
What did that mean?
Mida see tähendas?
If you remember the story,
kui sa mäletad seda lugu,
they carried the ark.
Nad kandsid seaduse
laega. The priest held the ark of the covenant.
Preester kandis seaduse laega. Ja siis kui nad kõndivad,
this is interesting.
See on päris huvitav lugu.
The people
inimesed
were not allowed to go within 1000 yards of the ark.
Selle laeka lähedale minna 1000 jaardi.
Because if they touched or got near the ark,
kuna
they would die.
Lähedale läksid selle laekale, nad surid.
We have lost the fear of the Lord in our churches.
No, saage aru, me oleme oma kogudustes Jumala kartuse ära kaotanud.
We have lost the fear of the Lord.
Me oleme kartnud Jumala kaotanud Jumala kartuse.
I'll have a coffee.
Oh, me oleme siukses kohvikultuuriks
muutunud.
Võtan ühe sõriku.
Look, it's really nice.
Oh, täna on kõik chill.
But I tell you.
Aga las ma räägin sulle.
If the fear of the Lord
kui Jumala kartus tuleb.
We would all be under the chairs repenting of our sin.
Toolide all ja parandaksin meelt oma patudest.
I've seen it with my own eyes.
Ma olen oma silmadega sellist asja näinud.
When the fear of the Lord comes.
Kui Jumala kartus tuleb paika.
I tell you.
Siis las ma ütlen sulle.
You just repent of everything known to man.
Siis sa lihtsalt parandad meelt kõigest.
And then. The priests would carry the ark.
Ja siis preesterid kannavad seda seaduse laegast.
Before the priests could carry the ark.
Enne kui nad said seda kanda.
Remember the first toe of the priest.
Esimene varvas
touched the water.
Puudutas vett.
And it dried up.
Ja selle hetkega vesi kuivas ära. Vaata sinna kirja kohta.
You see, sometimes there's revelation in these Old Testament stories.
Mõnikord vana testamendi lugu kannab ühte ilmutust.
We read them, but they don't go in.
Me loeme neid, aga need kuidagi jõuame meie sisse.
I think you'll find it in Joshua chapter 3 verse 4 was the 1000 yards.
Ja sa leiad selle sõna
Joshua 3 verse 16.
16.
When they touched the water.
Kui nad puudutasid seda vett.
It says the waters dried up.
Siis vesi kuivas ära.
To a place called Adam.
Adam.
The first man. The name of the place was Adam.
Selle kohapaiga nimi oli Adam.
What is that saying?
Mida see tähendab?
If we follow the crossing over.
Kui me läheme üle.
We go through the cross.
Me läheme.
The anointing comes.
Risti võidmine.
The miracle happens.
Imed sünnivad.
Our past.
Meie minevik.
Is erased.
On kustutatud.
Adam.
Adam.
It was cut off back to Adam. We encourage people.
On lõigatud Aadamani välja.
Go back through your life.
Ära mine tagasi oma vana elu juurde. Paranda meelt kõigest oma minevikust.
So many of us carry issues.
Nii palju inimesed kannavad probleeme kaasas.
It's our father.
Oh, meie ema, meie isa, meie vend.
Someone damaged you.
Keegi tegi sulle haiget nende seas.
Someone hurt you.
Keegi tegi haiget sulle.
Just in London this week.
Sel nädalal just olime Londonis.
Five people.
Viis inimest
went through serious deliverance.
Said tõeliselt vabaks.
Over unforgiveness.
Andestamatusest.
We have to forgive.
Me peame andeks
andma. There needs to be a cleansing and a purification for us to cross over.
Üks puhastumine olla selleks, et teisele poole minna, lõik oma mineviku läbi, et liikuda oma tulevikku, oma eesmärkidesse.
Let's go back to the scriptures.
Lähme vaatame selle sõna uuesti.
Leviticus chapter 8.
Siis
Leviticus chapter 8,
neljas,
verses 23 and 24.
8, 23, 24.
Let's read that together just in case you think I'm telling stories. Leviticus 8.
Seda kolmas Moosese 8.
This was the consecration.
Siin räägib pühitsusest.
You can read that. 23 and 24.
23 ja 24. Ja
Moses slaughtered the ram 23 and 24.
Ja siis tapeti üks jäär ja Mooses võttis verd määris Aaroni parema kõrva lestale ja tema parema käe pöidlale ja ta parema jala suurele varbale ja ta laskis Aaroni pojad ette astuda ja Mooses määris neile verd parema kõrva lestale, parema käe pöidlale ja parema jala suurele varbale ja Mooses piserdas verd altarile ümber ringi.
We read it and
seda.
It goes in and out.
Ja see lihtsalt tuleb ühest korrast sisse teisest välja.
This is important.
Panna tähele siin üks tähtis tähelepanek.
You see, when they consecrated the priests.
Kui nad pühitsesid preestreid.
You see, the priests had to be pure.
Preestrid pidi puhtad olema.
They took the blood
võtsid verd
of the lamb.
Siis selle talle veri.
And they put it on the right lobe of the ear.
Ja siis panid kõrvalestale seda.
And I thought, what does this mean?
Siis ma mõtlesin, mida see küll tähendab.
What are you listening to?
Mida sa kuulad?
Who are you listening to?
Keda sa kuulad?
Are you listening to TikTok?
Kas sa kuulad seda, mida sotsiaalmeedia?
Are you listening to Instagram?
Räägib, või,
is it
Instagram
Facebook?
Räägib. Kas see on Facebook?
Is it your mother?
Võibolla see on ema?
Is it your father?
Võibolla see on isa?
Come on.
Mida see tähendab?
What are we listening to?
Mida me kuulame?
What music are we listening to?
Millist muusikat me kuulame?
What is going into our ears?
Mis läheb meie kõrvades sisse?
Consecrate.
Pühitsemine.
Your ear.
Pühitsege oma kõrvad.
Let us hear the voice of the Lord.
Lasme kuulema Issanda sõna.
What is the Lord wanting in these days for Estonia?
Mida tänasel päeval Jumal tahab Eesti jaoks?
Are you listening?
Kas sa kuulad seda?
My prayer.
Minu palve on.
Lord, open our ears.
Issand, ava meie kõrvad.
You see, after they did the blood,
peale seda verega pühitsemist,
they then took the anointing oil,
siis nad võtsid võide õli,
and they put the anointing oil on the ear, the right thumb and the right toe.
Nad panid siis parema pöidlale ja paremale
varbale. Same principle.
Sama printsiip.
First the blood,
esiteks veri,
then the Holy Spirit.
Siis püha vaim.
People want healing.
Inimesed tahavad terveks
saada. They want power.
Nad tahavad väge.
They want anointing.
Nad tahavad võidmist.
But we must go through the blood.
Peame läbi vere seda tegema.
We cannot have Pentecost.
Me ei saa neli pühi.
Without the blood and the crucifixion and the death and resurrection of
vere, risti surmata, surma ja ülestõusmiseta.
So there must be.
Aga nüüd,
a cleansing of our ears.
Selleks on vaja, et me puhastaksime
oma kõrva. I'm thinking, why did they...
Ma mõtlen, miks...
What did they do? What is a thumb?
Mis teema selle pöidlaga? Miks just seda?
This is our hands.
See on meie käsi.
What do we do with our hands?
Mida me oma kätega tavaliselt teeme?
Come on.
No.
Guys.
Mehed.
What are we touching with our hands?
Mida me kätega puudutame?
I'm serious. I'm serious.
Tõest, ma lägen tõsiselt praegu.
Sexually,
seksuaalses mõttes,
it's unusual now to marry a young couple in church that have not slept together before they go through their wedding ceremony.
Tänapäeval on tavaline, et kui
this is true all over the world.
Nad on juba,
we want power, we want healing and we want miracles.
Me tahame väge ja tervenemisi.
But we have lost what biblical marriage is.
Aga me oleme ära kaotanud, mida biiblik abielu tähendab.
That I've been married for 39 years.
Ma olen 39 aastat abielus.
And there's only one for me.
Aga üks naine on minu jaoks.
And whether she likes it or not, she's got me for life.
Kas talle meeldib või mitte, ta on terveks eluks mulle.
We made a commitment together. There's no one else in our marriage.
Keegi ei tule meie abielu vahele.
I travel all over the world.
Ma reisin üle maailma.
Stay in hotels.
Jään hotellidesse.
I want her to know. That I will stay pure.
Aga ma jään puhtaks.
My hands will not stray.
Minu käed jääb puhtaks.
We need pure hands.
Me vajame puhtaid käsi.
The blood.
Veri.
On our hands.
Meie kätel.
No more dodgy business dealings.
Mingeid ebatavasi häri tehinguid.
Come on.
Ärme vingerdame.
They often say to me.
Inimesed tihti ütlevad mulle.
What's the leadership of Uganda like?
Mis siis Uganda siis juhtimine välja näeb? See on suur keerutamine käib seal.
What's the church pastors like?
Millised koguduse pastorid välja näevad?
Come on.
Sellised.
There needs to be a cleansing and a purity.
Puhastamine, puhtus peab olema.
How many times?
Kui palju kordi?
Have I had money stolen from me?
Minult raha varastatud.
In India and Pakistan.
Indias ja Pakistanis.
It's normal.
See on tavaline.
In the church.
Ja koguduses ka teaks.
Come on.
Yeah.
This is how I live.
See on see, kuidas asjad käivad.
And we need to have pure hands.
Selleks ongi me vaja puhtaid käsi.
Hands of what? Worship.
Käed, mis ülistavad.
Hands.
Käed.
Of prayer.
Palvetavad.
Hands of healing.
Käed, mis tervendavad.
Hands of blessing.
Käed, mis õnnistavad.
Hands of encouragement.
käed, mis julgustavad.
Not hands that accuse.
Not
hands that reject.
Mitte käed, mis
consecration
of our hands.
And then what about our feet?
Ja mis teema selle jalgadega on?
Why the big toe?
Miks see suur varvas paremal?
Because that was the one.
See oli see.
That was going to touch the water.
Mis puudutas vist.
And the miracle would happen.
Ja selle peale tuli hime.
What about your feet?
Mis toimub siis jalgadega?
I meet people, they come to church. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Shakarasaka. Ja hüüavad halleluja.
I'll just have another beer and three vodkas and
ja
I'll be
seda
fine.
Joovad veel õllet ja
come on.
On ju nii, kas pole mitte nii?
Things have to change.
Asjad peavad meie elus muutuma.
We need to be a pure bride.
Puhas pruut, Kristuse pruut.
Some of you are stuck.
Mõned on kinni jäänud elus.
You're stuck on the other side.
Sa oled
That God wants
kinni.
To free you.
Aga Jumal tahab, et sa astud.
To follow him.
Et teda järgida.
Come on, that's what we are as disciples.
See pole mitte nii, et jüngrite ülesanne on see.
Follow him.
Järgida teda.
Let me encourage you to go on mission.
Minna
Let me encourage you to go to places of prayer.
Minna palvekohtadesse.
Let me encourage you.
Kas ma julgustan sind.
Take a step.
Et astuda see samm.
Friend of mine, evangelist in England, always used to say this.
Üks mu sõber evangelist Inglismaalt ütles.
You won't know.
Sa ei tea.
Unless you have a go.
Kui sa ei ole välja astunud esimest sammu.
Let me encourage you.
Las ma julgustan sind.
Take a step.
Tee see samm.
People say, yeah, but Bruce, I need a PA system. I need this. I need this.
Mul on teist ja kolmand vaja.
The scripture says go.
Püha kiri ütleb lihtsalt, et minge.
And the signs and wonders
ja
will follow you.
Järgivad teid.
You see, you have to take the step.
Sa pead selle esimese sammu tegema.
If they did not take the step,
kui sa ei tee seda sammu,
the miracle would not have happened.
Imesid ei oleks tulnud.
So let me encourage you.
Las ma julgustan siin.
Today we're crossing over.
Täna lähme üle teisele poole.
I want to pray for you.
Ma tahan sinu eest täna palvetada.
That you would be leaving your past behind.
Et sa jätaksid oma mineviku maha.
The old things were gone.
Vanad on lõppenud.
And then three last things.
Ja kolm viimast asja, mis ma tahan jagada.
This is amazing.
See on vägev tegelt.
You look in the book of Hebrews.
Vaata Heebrea kirja.
Chapter 9 and verse 4.
9. peatükk 4. salm.
I began to think, what was the power?
Ma mõtlesin, mis vägi see on.
What were they actually carrying?
Mida nad tegelikult kandsid?
In the ark.
Selle seaduse laekas.
You may never have read this.
Võibolla ei ole lugenud seda.
There were three things in the ark.
Seal seaduse laekas oli kolmas.
Hebrews 9 verse 4.
Heebrea 9. 4.
The stone tablets that were written by the finger of God.
Seaduse plaadid Jumala poolt
kirjutatud. The golden jar of manna. That was a miracle in itself.
Kaus manna.
Because if you remember, it only lasted for one day.
See sümboliseeris ime, see manna kestis ainult ühe päeva.
This was there for 40 years.
Aga see oli nende jaoks 40 aastat olemas.
And there were no maggots or worms.
Ja seal ei olnud mingit hävitavaid
The supernatural power and presence of God kept the manna pure.
Selle manna roiskumast.
And the third thing in the ark
mis seal laekas oli,
was Aaron's
Aaroni kepp.
Staff that budded.
See oli see sau.
You remember the one he threw down?
Mäletate sau, mis ta viskas ja see muutus
You remember the one that hit the rock and water came?
Mäletate seda, mis lõi kaljutamise?
Remember when he put the in the presence of God in the holy of holies?
Ja kui ta pani selle pühamasse, kõige pühamasse paika selle.
And a stick.
Ja siis see
grew leaves and blossom and fruit.
Hakkas õitsema ja vilja kandma.
So let's look at those quickly.
Vaatame neid kolme.
The stone tablets.
Kõigepealt siis need
Every time I do a crusade anywhere in the world,
iga kord kui me teeme crusade
I say this.
Ma ütlen seda.
This is my Bible.
See on minu piibel.
It is the word of God.
See on Jumala sõna.
I love it.
Ma armastan seda.
It has changed my life.
See on mu elu muutnud.
Today I'm ready for the word.
Ma olen valmis sõna.
I'm ready for my miracle.
Ma olen ime jaoks valmis.
In Jesus' name.
Jeesuse nimel.
It's not fancy ideas we need.
See ei ole fancy ideed, mida me vajame.
It is the truth of the living word of God.
See on elava sõna tõde, mis me vajame.
For success.
Eduks.
And prosperity.
Ja õitsenguks.
To possess your land.
Et astud oma tõotud maale.
Joshua 1 verse 3.
Joosua 1:3.
The word of prophecy to Joshua.
Profetlik sõna Joosuale.
Every place.
Iga koht, kus astud.
Where you step your foot.
Kus oma jala paned.
You will possess it.
Siis
sa and võidad. I will give to you.
Ja ma annan selle maa sulle.
I will never leave you.
Ma ei jäta sind maha.
Nor forsake you.
Ega hülga sind.
As you take this step, and we're going to physically do it today.
Ja ma tänas füüsiliselt
teeme. As I want you to remember this service.
Ma tahan, et sa tänane teenistus.
We're going to move forward.
Me astume edasi.
And we're going to take a step.
Ja me võtame ühe sammu.
And we're saying, I'm carrying my Bible with me.
Ja me ütleme, et me kanname Biiblit endaga kaasas.
Sometimes I wonder when I'm doing church services, people hold up their mobile phones.
Mõnikord
and I'm going, yeah, do you have a Bible on your phone or is it TikTok?
Kas on tõesti Biibel telefonis või see on lihtsalt üks sotsiaalne?
This is my Bible.
See on minu Biibel.
We need the word of God.
Me vajame Jumala sõna.
As a foundation.
Et vundament.
Because when the ark touched the water.
Ja siis kui see seaduslaegas puudutas vett.
Power was released.
Vägi vabastati selles hetkes.
And they possessed their land.
Ja nad said.
So we need the word of God.
Me vajame Jumala sõna.
Number two.
Teine osa.
As you go.
Kui sa lähed.
God will provide
Jumal
for you.
Varustab sind.
Pastors in India.
Pastorid Indias, Pakistanis, igal pool.
They say, Bruce, give me a PA system.
Ütleb, Bruce, anna mulle üks tehnika.
Build me a church.
Anna mulle üks kogudushoone.
I say this.
Ma ütlen neile seda.
You go.
Sina mine.
And the signs and wonders will follow you.
Imed järgivad sind.
Bongija village.
Ühes linnas.
They all got saved.
Kus kõik said päästetud.
The people came together.
Jumala inimesed tulid kokku.
They never asked me for a single rupee.
Nad ei küsinud minult ühtegi senti. Midagi ei küsinud
mult. And God has visited them.
Ja Jumal külastas neid.
Because they took a step and said, we will dedicate, they had one place.
Ennast ühes kohas.
Like a room.
Nad olid ühes kohas, ühes ruumis.
You may be shocked. It's the only time
see on üks ainuke aeg,
I have ever done a video
kus ma olen filminud
with my phone while I've been leading a prayer of salvation.
Samal ajal, kui ma ise tegin pääste palve
afterwards, rahvaga. I thought, Lord, do I need to repent?
Kas ma pean meelt parandama selle
I wanted heist. It on record that community surrendered to Jesus.
Aga ma lihtsalt tahasin filmida seda pilti,
and
kus
I did a
kogu
harsh prayer with them.
Ja ma tegin karmi pääste
I said, palve I
nendega.
Want you to understand
võtsin,
what we're doing today.
Mõistate, mida te täna tegelikult
there is
teete.
Not a single idol in the village.
Come ja selle külas ei olnud enam ühtegi
ebajumalat.
Kõik ebajumalad hävitati ära.
That's why God is visiting them.
Sellepärast Jumal ka külastas neid võimsust.
We still have our idols.
Me täna ei külasta
Jumalat,
sest meil on ebajumalad, meil on ebajumalad vaja ära koristada.
So that God would come.
Et Jumal võiks tulla.
So they golden jar of manna as you go.
Ja siis on kuld anumas manna. Kui sa lähed,
so he will go with you.
Teema tuleb sinuga kaasa.
And I believe.
Ja ma usun.
There's a bank in heaven that pays for men and women who move by faith.
Olemas taevane pank, mis maksab kõik kinni.
And that's a word for somebody.
Ja see on võibolla prohvetlik sõna mõne jaoks.
Take the step.
Tee see samm.
And I believe you'll see the power.
Usun, et sa näed
the provision of God.
Väge ja varustus tulemas.
But you see.
Ja, aga vaata.
When Jesus came.
Kui Jumal tuli.
He said what? Preach the kingdom.
Ta ütles, et kuulutage evangeeliumi.
Heal the sick.
Tee terveks haiged.
Cast out demons.
Ajage demonid välja.
Do the works.
Tee issanda tegusid.
Jesus spent a third of his life preaching.
Kolmandik tema teistuses.
A third healing.
Kõneles, teine
and a third casting out demons.
Kolmandik ajas demoneid välja.
I feel we've lost our focus.
Ma kogen, et me oleme oma fookuse ära kaotanud.
But it's a reminder.
Aga see on nüüd üks meeldetuletus.
In my ark.
Minu seaduslaekas.
There is the golden, the rod.
Ja seal on see sau, Aaroni sau.
What does that mean?
Mida see tähendab, see sau?
Miracles.
Imed.
Signs. And
wonders.
It was the rod
see oli see sau.
That turned into a snake.
See, sama sau muutus maoks.
Jesus said, I have given you authority over snakes and scorpions.
Jeesus ütles, et annad meile,
over every
meile
work of the enemy.
Madude ja kogu
vaenlase
väärjale.
Under your feet. One last story.
Jala hall.
We have a medical center in the northwest of Uganda.
Üks viimane lugu, meil on
maternity
keskus. Ugandas.
It was terrible.
Seal oli
in that region.
Kohutavad olukorrad
selles paigas. Every childbirth, one in two, either the mother or the child would die.
Kahest lapsest, kas ema või laps suri.
I can tell you the good news.
Hea uudis oli see muidugi.
We saw over 1500 births, so we never lost a mother.
Me nägime 1500 sündi, kus ema ei
kaotatud.
See piirkond oli eriline selle poolest.
But they called us.
Aga nad helistasid meile.
Bruce, we have a problem.
Bruce, meil on üks probleem.
Big snakes.
Suured ussid tulid.
Came into our compound.
Tulid meie piirkonda.
Big fat ones like
paksukesed.
They bite. We had babies.
Meil olid seal
babies. Come on, newborn babies.
No, meil olid
with the mothers and the snakes are there.
Ja mingid suured ussid
on seal. They said, what do we do?
Mida me nüüd teeme?
I said, you just kill them.
Ja stoppa need ussid ära siis.
Kill them.
Stoppa
need. They said, we killed them, they're still coming.
Me klapsin need ära, nad tulid uuesti.
Then someone had an idea.
Kellegil tuli üks mõte.
They said, okay. So pour petrol on them.
Valame bensiini neile peale.
Burn them and
põletame
they're finished.
Ära ja siis on nendega kõik.
They said we've done that.
Me tegime seda.
They're still coming.
Ikka tulevad tagasi.
So I said, okay.
Okay.
Luke 11.
Luka 7.
19. I have given you authority.
Ma olen sulle annud meelevalla.
Over snakes and scorpions and every work of the enemy.
Ja vaenlase kogu väe peale.
The work was contested.
Ja see töö läks edasi.
We said we're coming.
Ja siis me tulime.
We flew.
Me lendasime.
It's a long drive, 11 hours from Kampala.
11 tundi hours. Sõitu, päris pikk teine.
You know, your body is different when you get there.
See väristab sind läbi, see tund, 11
I think
sõitu.
Our drivers find every single pothole that they can Sükka drive tunne, on, they will find it.
Need juhid sõitsid igast
I think
läbi.
Your roads in Estonia, I don't know, are they much...
Kuidas Eesti
yeah,
teedega?
Okay, yeah.
Päris hästi. Yeah.
Okay, Africa's different.
Afrika on natuke teine maa.
So we went there. We got the staff together.
Yeah, me panime oma meeskonna kokku.
Come on, what do we do?
Mida
we have to apply
mida me peame
the word.
Sõna.
So we said, what is blood? What do we do? Let's take communion.
Kõigepealt, võtame siis,
we had 15 staff.
Leiva murdmist. Võtsime oma 15 meeskonna.
We stood at the gate of our plot.
Olime oma platsi juures.
We took communion.
Me purtsime leiba.
And we had the rest of the juice.
Ja siis me hakkasime jooma seda.
And then I got a liter.
Meil oli terve liitri jagu õli.
And we did a march of Jericho.
Ja siis me tegime nagu Jeriko müüride marssimist.
And we walked around our 3-acre plot.
Ja me kolme aakrisele platsi ümber kündisime.
Over every snake.
Iga ussi üle.
That was in our plot.
Mis selles piirkonnas oli.
That's 4 years ago.
Ja see oli, toimus
neid aastat tagasi. There has never been a snake
peale seda
on our compound that has even appeared. For 4 years.
Olnud 4 aasta jooksul selles piirkonnas.
And the people said to me, we just don't have snakes here.
Lihtsalt inimesed ütlevad, ussid ei käi siin enam.
And I said, so where did they come from?
Kus nad üldse tulid?
Where did they come from?
Kus need ussid üldse tulid?
You see, there are snakes that are coming.
Tead, seal on ühed ussid, mis tulevad.
But you have the rod.
Aga sinul on see saun.
Of supernatural miracles and breakthroughs. I've spoken long enough. I'm sorry it's late.
Ma olen kõnelenud pikalt.
I want you to stand with me.
Ma tahaks, et sa tõused täna püsti.
I want to pray for you.
Ma tahan sinust palvetada.
I want to pray for breakthrough.
Ma tahan läbimurret palvetada.
I want to pray for change here in Estonia.
Muutust palvetada Eesti maa.
I want to pray for a visitation of fire.
Tule külastamist tahan paluda.
I want to pray for supernatural miracles.
Üleloomulike imesid tahan paluda.
That you begin to see these things with your own eyes.
Et sa hakkad oma silmadega nägema neid.
Come on, I'm an ordinary guy.
Ma olen ju tavaline mees.
I am not well educated.
Ma ei ole hästi haritud mees.
You probably don't like my theology.
Võibolla
I don't care.
Mind ei huvita, kui mu
teologi
sulle meeldi.
I believe I'm sent from the Lord.
Aga ma usun, et Issand saatis mind.
To stir something in
Et keerutada seda potti siin täna.
To say, come on, church.
Ja kutsuda meid ülesse kogudus.
Let us walk in the power and the authority and the miracles.
Hakkame kõima väes imedes, mis Jumal on meie jaoks valmis pannud.
That God would provide for you.
Usus, et Jumal varustab
meid. That you stay true to his word.
Et sa jääd tema sõnale tõeks.
The signs and wonders and miracles will follow you.
Tunnustähed järgivad sind.
So let's close our eyes.
Paneme silmad kinni.
It's very important.
Üks väga tähtis asi.
That we all know that we are saved.
Et me teadksime, et me oleme päästetud.
Every service.
Iga teenistus.
We want to make sure, is there anybody here?
Kas keegi on siin?
You have never repented of your sin.
Sa ei ole kunagi oma patte
You have never asked Jesus to come into your life.
Ei ole kunagi kutsunud Jeesust oma ellu.
You are never and have not been born again
Sa ei ole
of the Spirit.
Uuesti sündinud vaimus.
Jesus died on a cross.
Jeesus suri ristil.
To give you a hope.
Et anda sulle lootust.
He paid the price.
Ta maksis hinna.
For my sin and yours.
Minu patu ja sinu patu.
If there's anybody here.
Kui keegi täna on selles paigas.
You've never prayed that prayer.
Sa ei ole päästepalvet palunud.
I want to pray for you
Ma palun, tahan paluda seda sinuga koos.
We're just checking.
Ma just tahame selle asja
ühele
poole saada. Kas keegi on? Võid käega märku
Thank you, sir.
Aitäh sulle.
Anyone else?
Keegi on veel. Võid käega märku anda. Sa ei ole päästepalvet palunud.
Thank you.
Aitäh.
Anyone else?
Keegi veel tahab märku anda, et ma vajan seda palvet paluda.
Okay, let's pray.
Okay, palume nüüd.
I want all of us to pray.
Palume kõik koos ühise perena.
Out loud.
Valjult.
Father.
Isa.
Thank you that you love me.
Aitäh, et sa armastad mind.
Thank you that you have a plan for my life.
Aitäh, et sul on plaan minu elu jaoks.
Forgive me
Anna
for my sin.
Anna mulle andeks mu patud.
Thank you for dying on a cross for me.
Aitäh, et sa surid ristil minu eest.
You paid the price
Sina
for me.
Inna minu eest.
Today, Lord Jesus.
Täna, Issand Jeesus.
I surrender my life to you.
Ma alistan oma elu sulle.
Come into my life.
Tule minu südamesse.
And save me.
Päästa mind.
Jesus.
Jeesus.
I am born again.
Ma olen uuesti sündinud.
You are in my life right now.
Sa oled nüüd minu elus.
And I promise to follow you.
Ma tõotan järgida sind.
For the rest of my life.
Kogu oma elu.
In Jesus' name.
Jeesuse nimel.
God bless you.
Jumal õnnistagu sind.
Now just lift up your hand.
Nüüd tõstame oma käed selles hetkes.
Say Holy Spirit.
Püha vaim.
I need your touch.
Ma vajame sinu puudutust.
I need your healing.
Ma vajame sinu tervendamist.
I need a breakthrough in my life.
Läbimurret oma elus.
Change me, Lord.
Muuda mind, Issand.
I want to move away.
Ma tahan liikuda eemale.
From my past.
Oma minevikust.
And I'm crossing over.
Ja ma ületan.
Into your plan.
Sinu plaanidesse minu elu jaoks.
So you know what this means.
Sa tead ise, mis see tähendab sinu jaoks.
I'm going to ask you to take a physical step.
Ma kohe palun sul teha üks füüsiline samm.
Because you're a bit tight in rows, you're going to find this a bit difficult.
See võib olla natuke raske, sest kitsas on.
We did this, I've been doing this all over the world.
Me oleme igal pool maailmas sama asja teinud.
One church, everyone got out their seats and started running around the building.
Ühes koguduses kõik hakkasid mööda tuba ringi jooksma.
But you're Estonian.
Aga te olete ju eestlased.
Very nice. Decent.
Te olete reserveeritud.
They're Africans. Come on.
Nemad on siin muidugi Afrikad.
I love the spirit there.
Aha, mulle meeldib muidugi see Afrika vaimsus.
So I want you to find a bit of space.
Aga võtan üks ruumi enda jaoks selle koha peal, kus sa oled.
And maybe move out a little bit.
Võibolla natuke astu saam kõrvale.
I know this is a church, but you're allowed to move a bit.
Aga ma nüüd luban natukene sul liigutada ennast.
And we say, Lord.
Ja ütleme, Issand.
I want to take a step.
Ma tahan võtta sammu.
I want to move out.
Ma tahan liikuda välja.
From my Egypt.
Oma Egiptusest.
I want to move out.
Ma tahan liikuda välja.
From my slavery.
Oma orjusest.
I've been under control for too long.
Ma olen kontrolli all olnud liiga kaua.
And Lord, I'm taking a step.
Issa, ma astun ühe sammu.
So we're going to do it on three.
Me teeme kolme peale, oodake.
Because already we have disorder
Mõne
in the
juba,
ranks.
Mõne on juba läinud kaosesse oma sammudega.
You're not allowed to move unless
Ära,
I say, you know.
Liigu, kui ma
okay.
ei ole öelnud.
No, so one, two, three,
then
kolme, we go.
Ja siis me teeme selle sammu.
So I want you in the spirit. I mean, look, this is fun in the natural.
Ei, no, see on füüsiliselt
äge vaadata. But I'm serious.
Aga ma olen päriselt
We're saying no, we're stepping over.
Vaimus, nagu astume
we're coming
üle.
Out of poverty.
Me tuleme välja vaesusest.
We're coming out of disease.
Me tuleme välja
we're coming
haigusest.
Out of bondage.
Me tuleme välja sidumisest.
We're coming out of slavery.
Me tuleme välja orjusest.
And we are crossing
ja ma
over.
Ületame teisele poole.
So, are you ready?
Kas ole valmis?
I encourage you probably to keep your eyes open just in case you walk over the person in front of you.
Oja, oma silmad igaks juhuks lahti, et sa teisele selga ei jookse.
My wife is praying secretly that my bad sense of humor will also get delivered as we stand.
Ah, mu naine palub, et mu siis huumorimeel ka saaks vabastatud minust, aga noh,
okay.
oli naljaks.
One.
Oled sa valmis? Üks.
Two.
Kaks.
Three.
Kolm.
Yes, Astu. Lord.
Ja, Issand.
I'm crossing over.
Ma lähen üle teisele poole.
I am moving into my destiny.
Ma liigun oma kutsumisse.
I am saying, Lord.
Ma ütlen, Issand.
I'm leaving my past
ma
behind.
Ma jätan oma mineviku maha.
I'm finished.
Ma olen lõpetanud
sellega. And I want
sellega.
You to pick up your staff.
Ja ma võtan sinu saua enda kätte.
Your anointed
sinu
rod
võitud
of
saua.
Miracles Imede and saua. Signs and wonders.
Imede tunnustähtede saua võtan kätte.
That God will create a miracle
Jumal
from your life.
Ime sinu elus.
And you will pass this on to others.
Ja siis sa annad seda edasi teiste kätte.
We're just going to have a time of worship, but are we okay on time?
Yeah, carry on.
Sorry, I normally do 4-hour services.
Tavaliselt teen 4-tunnist teenistusi.
He's panicking.
Nah, it's all good. All good.
I want to pray for you.
Ma tahan sinu eest palvetada.
As many of you would like personal prayer.
Kui sa tahad isiklikult lasta paluda enda eest, ma olen täna valmis sinu eest.
I've given myself to this.
Ma olen täna pühendanud sellele tunnile.
And I want to lay hands on you.
Ma tahan palvetada nii, et ma panen käed su peale.
Because it happened to me.
See sama juhtus minuga.
Let me just come up here.
Las ma lihtsalt jagan seda korra.
I want you to be in faith.
Ma tahan, et sa teeksid kõike nüüd usus täna.
In the revival in Argentina.
Argentiina ärkamises.
1997. What's that? 28 years ago.
See vist mingi 28 aastat tagasi.
I was in a big meeting of 7,000 people.
Suure koosoleku, 7,000 inimest oli seal.
They pulled me out.
Nad tõid mind rahvamassist välja.
Who is this guy?
Küsid, kes see vend on?
The leader of the revival prayed for me.
Ärkamise juht palvetas isiklikult
minu eest. I was 7 days under the anointing.
Ma olin võidmise all 7 päeva. 7 päeva.
I could not speak.
Ma ei saanud selle ajal rääkida.
I was shaking, I was crying,
ma nutsin.
I was vibrating with power.
Ma värisesin väe all.
From that day.
Sellest päevast alates.
Miracles, signs and wonders took place.
Ja tunnustähed hakkasid juhtuma.
Resurrections. People getting out of wheelchairs.
Inimesed tulevad välja ratastoolist.
People beginning to
halvatud inimesed saavad terveks.
I've seen it all.
Ma olen kõike neid näinud.
The scripture says.
Pühakiri ütleb nõnda.
Freely you've received.
Muidu olete saanud.
Freely give.
Ja muidu andke edasi.
I want to give it away.
Ma tahan täna selle edasi anda.
Nothing of me.
Miski pole minust.
Because I believe you need miracles, signs and wonders.
Sest ma usun, sa vajad imesid ja tunnustähti.
The biggest miracle is salvation.
Suurim ime on see pääste.
But I want to pray.
Aga ma tahan paluda.
Today that we see miracles.
Et me näeksime tänasest edasi
imesid.
Diabetes.
High blood pressure.
Kõrge vererõhk.
Throat cancer just recently.
Kaela
completely gone.
Kõik need ma olen näinud
stage 4 bowel cancer.
Nelja tasandi vähk.
Disappeared completely. We have the scans to prove it.
Kadus, see on tõestatud.
Stage 4.
Neljanda astme vähk.
A young mum.
Noore
with four children,
kellele neli last,
totally and instantly healed.
Not
a trace on the scan.
Mingid märkiga ei olnud.
Before and after pictures.
Ja meil on pildid skaneeritud enne ja pärast.
Another one with a heart palpitation.
Kellegil oli südame
heart was beating at 20%.
Süda pumpas 20%
juures. They've done a video before and after.
Neil oli video
20% became normal. With the video to prove it.
Ja meil on video, mis tõestab seda.
If you have a heart condition, put your hand on your heart.
Südame probleem täna, pane käsi sinna peale. Kui sul on diabeet täna.
Any of these diseases.
Kõik need haigused täna.
We're going to believe today for breakthrough.
Usume täna läbimurret.
Change.
Muutust.
Just close your eyes.
Pane oma silmad kinni.
Say, Lord.
Ütle Issand.
You can lift up your hands. I don't care whatever you're comfortable with.
Tõsta käed, mis iganes.
Say, Lord.
Ütle Issand.
I need you.
Ma vajan sind.
I need you
ma vajan
in my
sind.
Life.
Enda ellu.
People even come to me and say, Bruce,
I
had a resurrection.
Inimesed ütlevad, mul on ülestõusmine.
In the meeting, I was dead inside.
Nad ütlevad, ma olin surnud sees pidiselt.
But you brought me to life.
Aga siis tänu sinule, ma olen nüüd elus.
This is the power of the blood. And
see
the
on vere vägi.
Jesus paid the price.
Jeesus maksis selle hinna meie eest.
That we would be healed.
Et me võiksime olla terved.
Whole.
Terve,
body, mind, soul, and spirit.
Ihu, hing ja vaim.
Oh, Father, I pray
Isä,
right
ma palun
now.
Täna.
If you want prayer, please come to the
kui
front.
Kui sa tahad palvet, ole ja tule siia ette.
Pray for you, lay hands on
me
you.
Me palume sinu eest.
Believe God for miracles.
Usu Jumal toob ime.
Believe God for a change in your life.
Usu muutust Jumala käest.
You may need healing. You may need deliverance. It doesn't matter.
Sa võib-olla vajad vabastust või tervenemist. Vahet ei ole, tule siia ette.
Father,
Isa,
touch us.
Puuduta meid.
Touch us by your spirit.
Puuduta meid.
If you don't know what to do, just worship.
Kui sa ei tea midagi teha, siis lihtsalt ülistame edasi.
Lovely ladies, sir. Awesome drumming, sir. Thank you. Very skillful. I'm impressed.
Väga hästi esineb ülistusbänd täna meil.
Thank you.
Aitäh teile.
Maybe you could just lead us in something that gives glory to the Lord.
Juhatame meid ülistusse.